You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're all having a great day and welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, episode 6. And this week we will be talking about emotional alchemy. And this is really moving into one of the most powerful transformational parts of your healing journey. You know, we're going to talk about processing grief, shame, fear, and anger today. And this is because, we've been on this journey so far, and now today things start to come together with like a really deeper way, I guess you'd say. And because healing isn't about getting rid of those emotions, it's really learning how to feel them safely, understanding them, and just allowing them to move. For so many years I didn't understand my emotions. I felt overwhelmed by them. I avoided them, and I really tried just to push through them. And what I didn't realize at the time was that, everything I was pushing down was actually still living in my body. And, emotional alchemy is the process of turning those emotional pains into awareness, release, and then, growth. And, it's not about fixing yourself, and it's not about coming emotionless. It's really creating that safe relationship with what you feel. And when you see emotions that are not processed, they don't get stored, and they really do get stored in your body. And over time they really show up as things like anxiety, overwhelm, emotional triggers, and just those repeating patterns in your life. And this is why you can feel like you might have done some mindset work, but still get triggered from time to time. And this is because your body is still holding on to those emotional energy, that emotional energy that hasn't been processed, really. So today I just want to talk to you and walk you through some of those four emotions that many people do struggle with. And, that would be grief, anger, shame, and fear. And I just want to help you try and understand those in just a little bit of a different way. So let's talk about grief. A lot of people are going through grief, and grief is just not about losing a person. It can be the loss of safety, the loss of your identity, the loss of what you thought your life could even be. And so many people don't give themselves permission to feel grief. And, they either rush through it, they avoid it, and then suppress it for years and years. But, it eventually comes back to you. And, grief really needs a space. It needs to be felt slowly, gently, and safely. And, it's a tough one, grief. And now anger. Anger is really, I feel, is misunderstood. People are taught that anger is either wrong or dangerous. But anger is really that protective energy that you've given yourself. It tells you when a boundary's been crossed, and or when something's not quite feeling right. And anger's the same too, though. It's when it is suppressed, it doesn't disappear either. It also turns inward and really builds that pressure inside the body. Okay, shame. This is one of the deepest emotions we carry. Something that I certainly carried for probably over a decade or maybe two. And it feels like there's something wrong with me. That's what shame's like. It really keeps people stuck. And more than almost any other emotion, shame is a really tough one to get through. Because really, instead of us seeing it as a behavior that needs support, we really turn it into that identity. And shame, the only way to feel shame is really through compassion towards yourself. Okay, next is fear. Fear is your nervous system trying to protect you. It's not trying to stop you. It's just trying to keep you safe. You know, but when fear is running through your system, it can really keep you feel small and stuck and just unable to move forward. And, you know, they say if these emotions are so natural, then why do we struggle with them so much? And it's really because we're never taught how to feel. We were taught to be strong, push it through. We were taught not to cry and not to get angry. So instead of processing these emotions, we've all learned to sort of suppress them in one way or another. And this is where emotional alchemy really begins to change everything, because now instead of avoiding your emotions, you really begin to create space for them. And that doesn't really mean to, you know, we don't want to be overwhelming yourself, but it just really means to start slowing down and breathing and allowing yourself to sit with what you're feeling without that judgment. So here's a little simple process that you can start using today. First, I want you to start noticing what you're feeling. You know, just becoming aware is so powerful. Second, name it. You know, does this feel like sadness? Does it feel like anger? Does this feel like fear or shame? You know, that shame feeling is that feeling where you just don't want anyone to know about it. You're so embarrassed. You're so down with it. It's a really hard one, shame. Okay, thirdly, we just need to allow it. We need to allow it. You don't need to fix it right away. And just need to feel it safely. You know, give yourself that time and space to really be able to feel those emotions safely. Okay, fourth, you need to support yourself. You know, who else is going to do it for you? So make sure you're giving yourself that support. You know, you can place your hand on your heart and, you know, say to yourself, I'm safe. I'm safe to feel these emotions. And then finally, just let it move. We'll breathe it through, either through breath, sensation, and then release it. You know, for me, learning how to feel my emotions safely was one of the biggest turning points in my life. And because I stopped running from myself and just started supporting myself finally. You know, and there's also that energetic layer to this as well. All emotions carry energy. And, you know, when they are suppressed, that energy becomes stuck. And, you know, when we do feel, you know, when they are felt and they are released, that energy starts to clear. And you become so much lighter. It's really that weight lifted off your shoulders. And, so, you know, we really want to get that energy to release that energy and be able to feel light again. You know, because this is just not emotional healing. It's definitely an energetic healing as well. And, you know, this is why this work comes now in your journey. You know, you've created that safety in your body. You've learned how to be present. You've started to shift your thoughts. You've connected to your inner child. And now you're ready to feel and release what's been holding up inside. So if you take anything from today, you know, let it be this. You are not your emotions. However, your emotions are important messages, and we really need to be listening to them. And, you know, when you do sit and learn and to sit with these emotions instead of running from them, you finally create that space for the real healing to happen. And it's all of this and a whole lot more that is covered in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And for more information on this, you can go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, that's a lot for me for having a chat today. I want to see who we've got as our first caller today. All right, let's have a look. Who have we got? Christina. Hi, Christina. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How's your day been?
So far, so good. Just had a little bit of a headache, but I'm good.
Oh, same. And you know what? I feel like it's this new moon energy. You know, we've got seven planets in Aries at the moment. I've definitely been feeling it, and such a powerful one too. So if you haven't been sleeping and feeling a bit headachy, I'm definitely putting it down to this new moon energy for sure.
Yes.
So you're after a specific question today, or can I just do a general little read for you?
I did have a specific question. I have not talked to this guy named Anthony since August of last year. I wanted to see, do you see him reconnecting with me anytime soon, or what's going on with his energy?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. No problem. Let's just shuffling some cards for you now and see what pops out for us. So August last year. Okay. Have you had contact since at all?
Not since August of last year, no.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Seeing what these cards are coming out for you. Won't be sick.
Okay.
Just taking their time to pop out tonight. Oh, here we go. Thank you. Okay. I work with a pendulum, and I just want to check the energy with my pendulum for this particular card for you that's popped out. So give me 2 seconds. It's the Ace of Fire. Mm-hmm. So I know you can't see me, but just for those people who are watching via TV, I just want to show you my pendulum's in front of me. And her name is Penny. Penny, can you just show a yes, please, which is a nice big circle. And Penny, just show us a no, which is just straight back and forward. So, Penny, we've got the One of Fire for Susan today. Is her message on the card? Didn't think so. We're in paragraphs. Additional meanings. Okay. Okay, have you had a career change of late or thinking about changing your career?
Perhaps. I mean, I did change my direction in my career 2 years ago, but I'll open to a change again.
Yeah, no, because it's coming up career changes on that specific card. So that's something possibly that could be coming in for you. All right, we've got the Ten of Fire. Right, what are we seeing? Okay, this is saying calling upon others for help. Not quite sure what that's telling us right now, but let's see what our next one is. Won't be a sec. You've received the Chariot, which is a beautiful card. Let's have a look what we've got for the Chariot. Okay, this is coming up with work-related travel. Do you travel for your work, or is that possibly what might be coming in for you?
I haven't lately, not since COVID happened. I used to travel for work, but no, I haven't lately, no.
Okay, yeah. I feel like this career change could be putting you to be doing quite a bit of travel with it. Yeah, okay, let's just see. I've just asked Spirit to find out a little bit more about this relationship for you. Sorry, I don't see what else we've got coming through. Okay, yeah, this is all about your career. The One of Earth has just popped out. An exciting career opportunity. A lucrative contract. So that sounds really good. Mm. What kind of work are you in?
Right now I'm a HR specialist, so I recruit.
Nice.
I have applied for another job outside of HR, but I haven't heard nothing back. I kind of applied and just forgot about it. But
that's okay. Let me just check and see if that might be the job we're talking about. Okay, I'm getting a yes for that job. So don't be surprised if you do eventually hear back from them. I don't feel like it was quite the right timing at the time, but I feel like, did you hand in like a resume?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, I feel like they've held on to that, and I feel like that could be something that, would that involve business travel?
It may involve business travel.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. My next card that popped out is the Two of Earth. Now, the Two of Earth is saying you need to bring more fun into your life. Is that something that you feel like you could definitely have? I feel like it's a bit of work, no play.
Yeah, I'm a busybody. I'm in a leadership program. I do stuff for my civic. I do stuff for advocating for neighborhood. So, yes, I'm, like, always busy. So I haven't had any fun lately. Not lately.
Okay, yeah, because the card actually says working too hard or multiple jobs, the need to bring fun into your life. Saying you're juggling multiple priorities at once.
Oh, absolutely, I am. That describes me perfectly.
Perfect. Okay, I've got the page of water that's popped out. Just going to check where your message is. Won't be sick.
I am a water sign or a cancer sign. So I don't.
Ah, yeah, nice. Well, this is the page of water. And, yeah, beautiful card. Okay. So this card is saying new emotional experiences, a romantic encounter. So I feel like this is someone definitely new coming in for you. Won't be a moment. Okay. So I just, they're telling me that the guy from August is gone. He's out of the picture. He's not coming back.
Okay.
But this card here, the Page of Water, is telling me that someone new is coming in for you. They're going to be sensitive, open-hearted, and it's a new emotional experience. You're going to meet them on a more intellectual level, if that makes sense. You're going to have a lot in common, I feel. But there's definitely, and I feel like it's saying social events. So with that, I feel like you will meet this person at a party or through a mutual friends, or you'll be out having a drink and you're going to meet this person here. And I feel like they are going to be so much better suited for you. I feel like your last relationship, the guy in April, was probably feeling not quite on the same level as you energetically as well. I feel like he's probably got a lot of work to be doing on himself. And I feel like you've done the work, but he is just not going to match you in that energetic way, if that makes sense. I really don't feel like you're going to hear from him again. I'm sorry. So that last card was about an excellent opportunity coming through and about your career again. So I really feel like this job's coming in for you. As well as the new man.
Okay. You have a good night. I appreciate it. You did. Thanks.
You're so welcome. All right. If we got Tiffany from Darlingford.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
They're really good. You're from Canada.
Yes. Manitoba.
Beautiful. Excellent. I'm from Australia. So, yeah, nice to meet you. Tiffany, is there a specific question you're after today, or are you just after a general reading that comes through?
Yeah, it's just a general reading.
Beautiful. All right, I'm just going to shuffle some cards for you. Oh, nice. So the first card that popped out was the Three of Water. Three of Water is saying news worth celebrating, joyful announcements. Let's see if there's a specific one that we can get. Is there a pregnancy around you, family, friend, or yourself?
A friend is pregnant.
Okay, yeah, I feel like that's, is she due, nearly due?
No, she's not due till October.
No. Okay, great. Nice. Yeah, so that's just a nice little opening up. Our next card that popped out, though, is about the sun. The sun has come out, so, which is a beautiful card. I'm just going to check and see where our specific message is for the sun. Won't be a moment. All right. I'm just going to pull out my little booklet. Won't be a moment, and see if I can get the exact message for you here. Have you been going on your own spiritual journey as well?
No, I haven't.
No?
Okay. I've always been interested in it. Like, I think it's so neat, but I don't know if I'm
gifted. Sure. No problem. It's also saying a return to health. Would that be for yourself?
Sorry, what was that?
It's saying a return to health. Have you not been well, or someone close to you not been well?
Yeah, I haven't really been feeling too great lately. I've been trying to figure out. I thought it was hormonal. Okay. Better than 35.
I hear you.
Seem to have struggle.
Yeah. Okay. Have you tried the patches? Hormonal patches?
No, I haven't.
Okay, maybe that might be something to look into, because Spirit definitely planted that into my brain. So, it might be something to look into that might ease some of the symptoms for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we've got. All right, let's see what the page of air needs to tell us today. Do you suffer from anxiety?
Yes.
Yeah, it's saying high anxiety. Have you heard of grounding before?
Yes, I have, actually. My best friend's mom does it often.
Definitely something to worth. They're telling me to get you to look into and start doing as much as possible. There are so many benefits from grounding, just not from sleep, but so many other health benefits as well. And I really feel like that definitely could be helping you with your anxiety and for your hormone issues as well. Okay, let's see what else we've got for you. Yeah, it's nothing fun about being a woman sometimes, right?
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah, I'm 55 and I'm just, in the whole menopausal hormone state myself. Not fun.
Mm-hmm. No. That seems to last forever, I heard.
Oh, no, stop. Don't tell me that. All right. I've got the beautiful dreamer card that's popped out. How nice is that? Let's see what we're saying. Okay, they're saying that you need to start trusting yourself a bit more, trusting your intuition probably more than anything. You know, that gut feeling that we get. Yeah, they're saying that you're not trusting it enough. So let's see what else.
My confidence is very low.
Ella? Yeah, okay. Hey, the dreamer wants to tell you that there's a new adventure coming up for you. Let's see if this is in paragraphs. Do any hiking?
Pardon?
Do you go hiking at all, or do any walks out in the, in, you know, in nature?
Yeah, I like going for walks.
Okay. I feel like they want you to combine those walks with your grounding. And, yeah, they're saying just to be a little bit more adventurous, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, we moved to a different place, and I used to run outside all the time, and I haven't been doing that. It's
yeah.
a different area now.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Maybe in that time to take, go on a little adventure and explore a bit more, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if we can get the last card come out for you. It won't be a moment. Oh, we got two. Beautiful. Okay, have you just, are you thinking about buying a new home, or you've just moved, or?
Yeah, we just moved about 2 years ago.
Okay. And our last card. What kind of work do you do?
I work for post office. I'm a hairdresser. I help out on the farm, and I just started dealing with the company.
Lovely. So it's just saying an excellent opportunity presents itself. The exciting news about your career/promotions. So that's definitely a possibility coming through for you for work, which is lovely to hear.